It is an absolutely glorious day. And if I was a golfing man, I'd probably say, you know what, I'm going to grab my clubs, do a couple of rounds, and then end up with a pint in the clubhouse. But since December, you've not been able to do it here at the former Kiel Golf Course because after the deal collapsed to take it over, it was shut down. Now it's a completely sorry state. It's still got its amazing views over the Etruria Valley all the way over to Mall Cop, but it's more rough than green here, and the clubhouse has been boarded up. It is up for let, but they haven't found anyone suitable to take it over. So the big question is, what should happen next? Ruth and Mark, you live right next door to the course, so you've obviously seen what's happened to it since it was closed. What do you think should happen next?
We think it should be maintained, mainly kept green for nature and the community and to keep the herons and ducks and geese and wildlife here. We also think it's got to make money somehow. We think perhaps outdoor activity, sport, cycling, fishing, maybe some sort of climbing or maybe an open air swimming pool or something would be great. We also think some sort of food availability for people and drinks perhaps.
Because you think they missed a bit of an opportunity here, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's so much space and so close to the university as well. And there's so many people now who are like, looking for adventure sports and things like that. And there's a perfect opportunity to put all these infrastructure in place and make it pay for itself. Because at the moment, there's so much waste going on with the land. The grass could be cut and given away to silage, to local farmers, keep the sustainable farming community going. As I said, they could also put on gigs here. The price of tickets nowadays, it could pay for itself within just 3 or 4 gigs during the summer months.
There is some nice fishing here, some lovely rope.
I've come down to the pool, which is just down the side of the golf course, and here is Ken, and you're a regular fisher here, aren't you, Ken? And you think that they should do something with this area that we're in at the moment, the pool, don't you?
Yeah, I think this could make quite a nice, pleasant little fishery. Just now, as this is, we've got 2 stages which the council put on, but obviously you'd want to have maybe 20, 30 people around here come fishing to make this pay. People are quite happy to pay, £2 or £3 a day, maybe £25, £30 a year for a permit, and it all looks after itself, doesn't it?
Just up the road, I met John Kirk, who used to work at the course.
I really think that it needs some investment back into it to become a golf course again. The area certainly needs the facility of a golf course. Unfortunately, it will take a lot of money to bring it back because it's been neglected since October. There are so many people that started playing in the 70s on this golf course and now they're upset that their children have got nowhere to go. So I think a golf course is a must for the area.
And if it's not a golf course, what could it be?
I really can't see it being anything else. I've racked my brains over what it could be, but I just don't think it can be anything else.